And this news update is being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department, as well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. The City of Caro's been awarded $1.5 million from the Community Development Block Grant Program for rental rehabilitation and homeowner rehabilitation programs. $826,000 has been awarded for rental rehabilitation in downtown Caro for 7 residential units offered by Ransford Wasick LLC. The remaining $674,000 will be available to low and moderate income homeowners for the homeowner rehabilitation program, with further details on how to apply coming in the next few months. This program allows homeowners to obtain funding to make necessary repairs to their homes. And in Huron County District Court, Richard Vincent Tomasi was arraigned on felony and misdemeanor charges. Judge Ferris presided over the hearing, where Tomasi faces a third offense for operating while intoxicated, a felony, and operating with a suspended license, a misdemeanor. The felony charge carries potential prison time of up to 1 to 5 years and fines up to $5,000. Tomasi entered a not guilty plea for the misdemeanor. No plea was entered for the felony, which will proceed to a probable cause conference on June the 25th, followed by a preliminary exam on June the 30th. His bond remains set at $6,000 with 10% posted, with conditions including a prohibition on alcohol and controlled substances and mandatory pretrial service monitoring. And North Huron School District officials have announced changes to this month's Board of Education meeting schedule. The curriculum meeting has been rescheduled for 5:30 on Monday, June 22nd. The public hearing on the proposed 26-27 budget will now be held at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, June 30th, with the regular Board of Education meeting to immediately follow at 6 p.m. All meetings will take place in the North Huron School District Media Center at 21 Main Street in Kindy. And a Saginaw County cold case dating back more than 2 decades has reached its conclusion in court. 48-year-old Jason Robert Cabello of Saginaw has been sentenced to 23 to 45 years in prison after entering a no-contest plea to second-degree murder and first-degree criminal sexual conduct in the 2003 death of 57-year-old Jeanette Wilton. Wilton's body was discovered in the Flint River near her home on February 22nd of 2003. Investigators had determined she had been strangled and suffered multiple stab wounds, along with other traumatic injuries. The case remained unsolved until it was reopened by the Michigan State Police 3rd District Cold Case Team in 2021. Advances in DNA technology, including forensic-grade genome sequencing and renewed analysis of evidence collected at the original crime scene, led investigators to identify Cabello as the suspect. Authorities confirmed the DNA match before referring the case for prosecution, resulting in charges that were filed late last year. Cabello had previously been connected to one of Wilton's relatives through a past relationship, but was not otherwise known to have ties to the victim. In addition to his prison sentence, he would be required to register as a sex offender for life upon release. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Does your air conditioning not blow cold? Then you need to come get your vehicle serviced at Al Hansen Motors. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. We have the equipment and refrigerant to work on every make, every model, every year. This week I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT double cab. It has a Z71 off-road package, four-wheel drive, and is very clean for the year. It has a 5.3-liter V8 engine, Bluetooth, backup camera, towing package, and only 70,000 miles. We're asking $22,380. We also just got in a 2024 GMC Terrain SLE front-wheel drive. It has remote start, power liftgate, heated cloth seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and more. Like new with 24,000 miles and still covered by the original manufacturer warranty, we're asking $23,980. If you need a reliable third-row SUV, we have a 2021 GMC Acadia SLE, all-wheel drive, remote start, 3.6 V6 engine, and 77,000 miles. We're asking $24,380. And wrapping up, we have a 2021 Chevy Equinox LT. It's all-wheel drive, it gets decent fuel economy, has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, backup camera, power liftgate, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and a lot more. Come take it for a test drive, 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. The Trump administration has launched an aggressive high-tech intervention at the newly renovated Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool after its pristine American flag blue bottom rapidly turned a murky chartreuse. Park Service employees and private contractors spent the last 24 hours deploying advanced chemical treatments and specialized ozone nanobubbles. The sudden heavy algal blooms come just days after a massive $14 million remodeling effort. Experts note that because the mason draws untreated water directly from the tidal basin, keeping the 10 Olympic pool-sized landmark clear remains a constant battle against biological chemistry. And energy markets are experiencing significant correction this morning, with international benchmark Brent crude sliding below $80 a barrel. The sharp 5% plunge comes in direct response to the newly announced peace framework in the Middle East. President Trump stated that the vital Strait of Hormuz waterway will be fully reopened to global shipping toll-free by this Friday. However, major global financial firms are warning that full economic normalization will take time, citing lingering hurdles like maritime mine clearance and shipping insurance reinstatements. And that's been a look at your news for this hour. Brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. As well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more today.
Big selection, big savings, 10 big days under the big top. The Ashley Tent Sale is back and exclusive to Ashley and Bad Axe. June 12th through June 21st, shop incredible deals throughout the store, in the tent, and on the sidewalk. Twin mattresses starting from $129, queens starting from $269, chest of drawers starting from $199. And the savings don't stop there. We have oops buys, canceled orders, special buys, discounted items, one-of-a-kind pieces, and more. This tent sale is exclusive to Ashley and Bad Axe and your limited-time chance to get the hottest styles at the best prices. Plus, you can make it more affordable than ever with available one-year and five-year no-interest financing. Just ask us how. Make sure to follow Ashley and Bad Axe for daily tent sale deals too, because inventory changes as we sell it. June 12th through June 21st, 10 big days for you to save. Exclusively at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.